This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism, but also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. The Prime Minister also emphasized that Viksit Bharat is a goal of every Indian. When every state is Viksit, only then Bharat will be Viksit. Prime Minister Modi further urged all to work towards inclusion of women in the workforce. He said laws and policies should be made so that women can be respectfully integrated in the workforce. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said 31 out of the 36 states in UTs participated in the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, he said this is the highest ever participation of the Governing Council of Niti Aayog. We now go live to the press briefing in New Delhi, where Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam is addressing the media along with other members.
50% urban, we need to pay more attention to that, and the explosive growth of cities is going to take place. If you don't plan for that, you're going to have messy development. Our cities will be unlivable. Use cities to actually leverage economic growth. He referred to the challenge fund, our city challenge fund, which was announced in the budget, 1 lakh crores with a 10,000 crore provision, and said cities should prepare plans, programs, projects, and, you know, tap into that fund. Then he gave a lot of other areas where the central government schemes are there, things like, yeah, states use Gati Shakti for social infrastructure, talked about women's employment, improving women's participation rate in the labor force, making it safer, making it more convenient, better timing, better travel, better facilities so that more women participate. He also talked about the importance of cooperatives, how that can actually transform the rural economy. He wanted river linking to be tried out, if not at a big level, but at least at an intra-state level and take it forward. And he said in conclusion that if you have policies, the policies should be in a manner that they deliver impact.
The all-party delegation from India to Russia, led by DMK MP Kanimori, today put forth India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. Addressing a joint press conference at Indian Embassy in Moscow, MP Kanimori said that Pahalgam terror attack was done by terrorists who had infiltrated Indian territory from Pakistan. She said the terror organization that claimed responsibility for the attack was protected by Pakistan in the United Nations Security Council. She further emphasized that India responded responsibly and ensured that no civilians affected and military bases were unharmed. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary today said the Northeast is no longer on the periphery of India. It is the new epicenter of India's development journey. Addressing the Rising Northeast Investor Summit 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Chaudhary said that from Mizoram achieving 100% literacy rates to the entrepreneurial spirit of its youth, the region exemplifies resilience and community strength. He said that as we celebrate this transformation, we must nurture risk-taking, skill development and ecosystem support to unlock its potential. In Bangladesh, planning advisor Dr. Wahiduddin Mahmood today said the chief advisor of the interim government, Dr. Yunus, will remain in the interim government, which is committed to completing its assigned responsibilities. Meanwhile, as per the media reports, members of the interim government's advisory council held a closed-door meeting today amid ongoing political unrest. The meeting comes amid heightened political tension and growing speculation over the stability and continuity of the interim government. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's singles finals of the Malaysia Masters with a thrilling victory over Japan's Yushi Tanaka in Kuala Lumpur. 32-year-old Srikanth defeated Tanaka in straight games 21-18, 24-22 in the semifinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.